The Pajama Diaries is a cartoonist, Jill Kaplan's history adventures of her family. In one of the episodes in March of 2018, she draws the experience of a tough day with her self-absorbed two teenage daughters. Jill Kaplan is mother, modern-day multitasking mother. Rob is her easygoing, brutally honest husband, and the two teenage daughters, Amy and Jess. In it, she writes this particular episode about her two teenage self-absorbed daughters. And then at night, she gathers with her husband, sits with him with his arm around her, and explains to him how exhausted she is and frustrated she is. And she shares these words in her cartoon. "It's not just the stuff that they notice that bugs me," Mom laments. "It's the stuff they don't. The little things, driving them places, buying them their favorite snacks, making sure they wear sunscreen. All of that goes unnoticed." And then a big sigh. "I know I'm complaining, but it really bugs me." Rob, her husband, embraces his exhausted wife and says, "Congratulations." "What?" Jill asks. Rob explains, "You're every mother on the planet." Jill quietly replies, "Weird how lonely it is being in good company. Weird how lonely it is in being in good company." Well, this morning we are in good company. We are in the good company of mothers. Some of them are mothers. Others who we will be in good company with maybe later today. And appropriately, the vocation of motherhood is exactly fitting image of the feast of the Good Shepherd that we celebrate. Mothers are those people who totally and completely love us. They are the mothers who hold out their hand and walk us through the rough roads of our life. They are the ones who lift us up when we fall. It is the mothers who take us in their hand and walk us through disappointment into joy. Our mothers are the voice that we hear, the voice that is wisdom, encouragement, and support. Mothers are like the last two lines of the second reading. They do give us life-giving water, sometimes literally, but other times their life-giving presence gives us what we need. And of course, many, many times, they wipe the tears from our eyes. It is their voice in which we trust, the voice that leads us through struggles, the voice that is there to give us forgiveness. A fitting image of what it is that our gospel is about, the Lord as the Good Shepherd. Because we are also reminded that this Lord, this Good Shepherd of ours, is exactly the same. That this Lord of our lives takes us by the hand. In the times when we struggle, we wander, we get lost, He'll bring us back. He's there to be that voice that encourages us, that is wisdom that supports us. He's the voice that takes us from disappointment to joy. He's there in the good times and the bad times. He is that voice that we trust, the voice that we trust that he knows what it is that's going on in our life and what it is that we need. And it is that Lord's unconditional love for us that reminds us that we can trust in his presence in our life. It is also, though, our call to make sure that we are the voice of this Christ. We are the voice of this Lord. That we speak that compassion, that kindness, that gentleness, that forgiveness, that love. That we bring that to the lives of one another. And we, all of us, are the reflection of that Lord, the Good Shepherd. It is just as important that we hear that voice, and that we hear that voice just as Jesus, the Good Shepherd, heard it, and then to act on it. Because he heard the voice of the scorned, the rejected, the isolated, the homeless, the hungry, the refugee, the dying. And he acted upon what he heard. And so do you and I as we hear that voice in the people that we encounter in our daily life. To be not only the hearers of voice, but to act upon that in our relationships with those in our life. We celebrate this Mother's Day. We celebrate the image of who mothers are for us, have been, and will be. That unconditional love, that healing that they bring in the brokenness of our life, the brokenness of a limb, the brokenness of our heart. They are there to be with us in the things of our life, and the Good Shepherd is too. So for our prayer this week, let them hear your voice, your voice, whether they're living or whether they have died. And gratitude expressed to them your thanks for who they are in your life. And then secondly, who will need to hear our voice this week? Who will need to hear the voice of Christ come through you and me? Who will need that gentleness, that kindness, that love, that simple presence? Let us gift them with that this week, as we are the reflection of the Good Shepherd. Let's pray with that as we go into the week.